enormous saucer-shaped craft hovers just above the rim of the falls. The plunging water sends a pale mist that swirls around the ship. From a distance, we watch a cloaked, hooded figure walk over a rocky bank to the water's rim. From within the hood, a stone-white, human-like face with masculine features peers out through deep-set eyes with enormous dark irises. He serenely looks up at the ascending saucer-shaped craft. The humanoid sets out a bowl with a heavily etched lid. He doffs his cloak, revealing a pale, hairless body of flawless muscle tone and proportion. Wearing only a primitive undergarment around his hips, the humanoid crouches and uncaps the bowl. Inside, a membrane covering a small cup disintegrates. Standing, the humanoid peers into the cup and its disintegrating honeycomb-like contents. The humanoid brings the cup to his lips and drinks. He watches the departing craft. Still holding the cup, he lurches over. It drops from his grasp and plummets over the falls. Large dark lesions break out all over his body. One makes a seam down the side of his face, and he stares at his transforming arm. Our view swoops close and follows one of the lesions as it creates a trench along the limb. A black fluid gushes through it. Within, a microscopic view shows golden strands of DNA blackening, then breaking apart. On the cliff, the flesh between the humanoid's shoulder blades tears wide open. As he leans his head back, it emits countless black particles like ash that float through the air. He leans forward on one arm. It snaps in two, and he tumbles over the falls. The swarm of black particles swirls in the air above the bank as the plunging figure vanishes into the mists. Underwater, the mangled body dismembers as it sinks. His neck rips apart, beheading him as he touches down. Another swarm of black particles escapes his shell and swirls through the water. Following them, we watch the golden DNA strands rebuild, then blacken. Clean white lines appear, gradually forming letters that spell a title: Prometheus. Now, zygotes multiply their cells. Fade to black. In the darkness, light streams in as a hand works bits of rock free from the other side of a wall. A flashlight shines in at us through the hole. Holding it, a woman pulls more rock away, increasing its size. As she peers in, we glimpse her brown eyes and delicate features.
Get Charlie.
Auburn bangs peek out from under her hat. Clearing away more rubble, she peers through the hole again and smiles excitedly. Now, a figure moves down a steep, verdant slope in the mountains.
Dr. Holloway! Charlie!
Two more figures leave a cave high behind him as he waves his arms. From a campsite, another man steps closer and lowers a scarf from his face.
What?
Come quick!
Holloway glances back at two colleagues, then drops a pan and dashes up the slope. Words appear: 2089, Isle of Skye, Scotland. Later, in the cave, Holloway pulls a plastic curtain aside, and his female colleague steps through with a flashlight. She nimbly trots along, then lights Holloway's path as he comes in behind her. He picks his way carefully over the rocky floor and joins the woman at her side. She hands over her flashlight. Its beam illuminates primitive cave paintings.
Did you date it?
35,000 years, maybe older.
Holloway sweeps the light over the walls. His colleague moves to the edge of the cavernous space, then watches him with a girlish smile. He wanders closer to her, his flashlight beam revealing renderings of galloping horses and illustrations of people gathered together. Holloway faces his colleague. She directs the beam upward. High on the wall, a large human points up at six discs.
You gotta be kidding me.
Holloway pulls off his fur-trimmed hat.
It's the same configuration. I mean, it's got to predate the others by a millennia.
Holloway's colleague smiles with tears in her eyes. Her hand reaches out and interlaces with his. He shines the flashlight on her pretty elfin face. She faces him amazedly, then returns her gaze to the painting.
I think they want us to come and find them.
The flashlight beam sweeps up the pointing arm. The beam lingers on the six floating discs.